Gene Unseen is here with... Yep, wait for it. It's coming.
Me.
Who's me?
What's my name again?
DJ Lawnchair.
Oh, DJ Lawnchair. Yes. That's it.
Yes.
Yes.
So you remembered Seasons in the Sun?
I do. I remember that from...
From where?
From hearing it from older brothers and sisters.
Really?
You know, or aunts and uncles or something.
It
way
was
back.
Weird. It brought back some memories for me.
Why? You're younger than I am. How do you remember it?
I don't know. I heard it playing in Market Basket. I'm like, I got to go write this thing down.
It's Terry Jacks.
Yeah, Terry Jacks. It says radio hits of the 70s.
Yes.
So,
I remember it well.
I only had the verses, which is cool because on Google you could just write the lyrics and then it'll pop up the song, you know?
Yes, yes.
yes.
Matter of fact, DJ Carrot Stick asked me last night what the song was about. What was it? Going to the... Down by the schoolyard.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had listened to Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard
on
the radio
good one.
The other day.
Yeah. I know, I'm on his... Well, we're on the same Spotify account. Me and that DJ Carrot Stick guy.
Wow, that's weird.
How I does know. That happen? I don't know.
Matter of fact, I'm on the same Spotify account as him.
Weird. Hopefully he doesn't play freaking X-Files at school right now.
No, I don't think so.
But anyways, so I'm seeing all this music. You can adjust that, you know.
I am adjusting it.
Move it up and down.
I know I
can. It's just so weird. Anyways, so yeah, he's been adding things to it. A lot of Weird Al Yankovic. Yankovic or Vic?
Weird Al Yankovic.
And some Beatles. Yeah. And then, yeah, so that's it. So,
well, when we thought him and I were covering last week, we were going to do an all Weird Al show.
Yeah, man. And then what happened to that?
I don't know. You blew that somehow.
So today we were supposed to have DJ Darkness here, but he has to work. This is what happens with DJs, you know?
Yeah, to sell cell phones.
Mm. You better be nice. You don't know. Yeah, actually, I don't know what job had him go to work, you know?
Yeah,
could be anything. He could be the CEO of a company for all you know, Joseph. I mean,
I know that he sold you your cell phone.
Oh, God. All right, here we go. So, are you going to think... You probably already have a song that you want to listen to, but we're going to listen to this for right now, okay?
Oh, sure, why not?
All right. Anything else to say?
Nope.
All right, bye.
We'll be right back. the truth's going on you.
church that is murmured around the lowly grave. Oh, hard times come again no more. Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more.
Guess where I got that one, DJ Lawnchair?
God only knows.
No, come on, guess.
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't know me very well. You're sitting here spilling all my secrets, and then you have no idea where I would have gotten that song.
I don't know. It's probably from one of your chick flicks.
No, first song was Market Basket.
Yeah.
Second song was me driving around.
So that song had to have been the Dollar Tree.
No, no, no. Second song was, I was in Portland, Maine in the winter, driving around a convertible with that song blasting, The Letter.
Okay.
That last song was from my favorite show, one of my favorite shows. My favorite show is...
RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh, God, no. My favorite show is the Music Savage show on Fridays, everyone. 7 to 9.
Oh,
no,
wait
a minute. 7 to 9. Yeah.
I would have guessed that.
Yeah. No, but no, I didn't get it from that show. I got it from Hillbilly at Harvard.
Oh, that's another station.
I know, but doesn't...
At another school.
That's not a school. Oh, yeah, Hillbilly at Harvard. Harvard's not a school. Don't
get
mad.
Obviously, you didn't go there.
Don't get mad.
Harvard's not a school?
I forgot that Hillbilly was at Harvard. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, my Zumba instructor likes to play songs with their name in it. Oh, am I boring you? Why are you checking your watch?
Because you're boring me.
So, my Zumba instructor likes to play music with her name in it.
Yeah?
And I was searching my name.
Yes.
And guess, you have to figure this out, and you've totally been messing up so far.
Billie Jean.
No, but I never even thought of that. Come on. It's an old David Bowie song.
Oh, Jean Genie, yeah.
Yes, I had no idea. Yes. David Bowie did a song with my name in it, and I think it's so fitting. I think it's so me, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, here we go with that.
Okie dokie.
Strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers and ate all your razors while pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Ooh. Get back on. Jean Genie lives on his back. Like a reptile, she love him, but just for a short while. She'll scratch in the sand, let go his hands. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie.
capsule. Loves to be loved. Loves to be loved.
David Bowie's awesome, huh? He's awesome.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to put your phone away.
I was looking to see if there's any requests.
Oh, okay. So, we were just at Mass Mocha at a DJ conference, right? DJ Lawn Chair?
Yeah. That's why we were there.
And we saw one of the exhibits was Annie Lennox. She has an exhibit all the way out there in Mass Mocha, and she did, what is it? What was it called? I let it go. I let you go.
Let it go, or I let it go.
Yes. So she had her gold album. She had this pile. The piano was at the top, and it was really such a great exhibit. But we saw, who else did we say?
Chrissy Hynde had some paintings.
What'd you think of that? Oh, wait a minute. Playing something. What'd you think of that?
No, I thought they were very nice. A little different. But, you know, it's cool. You know.
Yeah.
She had said that she always felt like she was an artist who got sidetracked by rock and roll.
Wow, I love that, don't you?
I mean,
I'd love to be like a rock and roller, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And then who else did we see? Iggy Pop?
Well, that's just... pictures, different people taking photographs of different stars.
What was your favorite picture?
I don't know. I thought there was a couple of cool ones about Kurt Cobain.
Yeah. Poor Kurt. All right, so let's do Annie Lennox since you're really into it, right?
Now I Let You Go is what it's called.
Now I Let You Go. So I got a pamphlet from that exhibit. And it lists out all those things that are buried in the dirt.
Yeah, it's just a big mound of dirt with all this
big
stuff.
Big mound.
Yeah, like an iPod, some cassettes.
Yep. And actually, on our Radio 10 Facebook page, we have a picture of a thing that's in the mound. The other thing is, so when you get the pamphlet, it lists out all the items. Do you remember seeing all those little kid shoes?
Oh, yeah.
Those are her girls.
Right,
I had no idea. Why didn't you tell me?
Because you didn't ask.
And then when you go in the other room of the exhibit, there's all those her gold albums.
Right, the gold and platinum albums.
But I couldn't figure out what song was playing back there.
It wasn't really... I think it was just a jumble of the different songs. Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. really sad. What about you?
No, why would I be sad?
Because it's a sad song. Did you listen to it?
No, not really.
So we got a request, and it's from my friend Sharon, and I just love Sharon. She's my friend, and she's Israeli.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's Sharon.
And she's wonderful, and I don't know, I love her to pieces. So I think she requested Missing You at All.
Missing You, John Waite.
I know, but there's like, if you Google the lyrics, there's another lady that sings something, not Missing You at All or something. It's a lady, but I don't know.
I don't know. I'm guessing it's John Waite.
Yeah, so we're going to do John Waite because I don't know what else to do. You know, DJ Carrot Stick has this new finagle Pixel book. I could barely work it, so just finding a song is kind of hard for me. But anyways, I digress. So come on, keep talking, DJ Lawn Chair.
Okay.
Do you like John Waite's song?
Actually, I like that song. It's a cool song.
Yeah, did you ever see the video?
Yes.
Did he have
back when they used to play videos?
I love videos. Did he sing anything else? I can't think of anything
he
else.
He was, I'm trying to think of who he was. He was the lead singer for a band. And I can't think of...
Well, I just Googled Annie Lennox, and she was in a band called The Tourists in the 70s. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, so anyways. All right, so let's get this out to Sharon. I miss
Oh, he was with the Babies. Okay.
The Babies?
And Bad English.
Oh, he what? With Bad English, really?
Apparently, that's what...
Wow.
That's what...
Thank you, Google.
Wikipedia says.
I love you, Wikipedia. you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this song goes out to my friend, who I am going to see soon, I hope. Hopefully she's performing with us. We're supposed to be doing an open house together, so for the Performing Arts Connection. I don't think I told you, DJ Lawn Chair.
No, but I did see something on Cozy about it.
All right.
sure.
Ooh, I saw stars falling all around her head. Red, gold, and blue. Sherry Fraser, where are you? Cause I saw stars falling on.
This is Jean on Scene, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And in the studio, I have a special guest that is glued to his cell phone, and it is DJ Lawnchair.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say something?
Yes.
Hi!
So, what's your favorite song so far out of the whole set?
I like the Knack.
Yeah, why?
Not sure enough. I don't know. I like the song.
It doesn't. I was thinking that can't be a hard song to play, or is it? Is that a hard song?
I don't know. I don't
play,
so I don't know.
Yeah. So you were telling me I thought this was a one-hit wonder, but you're saying no, it's not.
They kind of are a one-hit wonder. They did have a semi-hit with "Good Girls Don't."
Mm.
Yeah. But we could play that if you'd like to hear it.
No.
Why, it's clean.
I think there's swears in it, actually.
No, we played it on
here
before.
No, we've never played it.
It is on one of my set lists.
Oh, I don't know, DJ Lawnchair.
Whatevs.
That is not... That's like a teenager word to say or something.
I know. That's why I say
it. Oh, my God. We're going down. The internet just went down. So let's do a PSA. You
okay.
Want to?
Sure, let's do a PSA.
All right. A PSA. Hold on.
People say,
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
DJ Longchair, do you have any idea why I would have played that?
That was amazing. I really learned something.
Do you have any idea why I would have played that?
Why you would have played Falling Off a Ladder?
Yes.
Because you have a bad habit of falling off ladders?
No, because every time I come home to the DJ house, you're watching what? What are you watching on that television?
Probably DIY Network.
Yes, it's awful.
Oh, but
you know, don't even
90
start.
Day Fiancé.
No, don't even
and
not going to fight.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul's Drag Race is awesome.
Have a nice day. Please drive through.
All right.
The things that come to you.
Hi. This is DJ Longeris.
Yes. Finally.
Here on Radio 10.
Yeah.
With Gene on scene.
On your scene.
And we are signing off for another week.
We got to go. Where are we going?
I want to go home. I'm tired.
And watch DIY.
To my home.
To your home, not the DJ.
Not the DJ house.
At the DJ house.
No, no.
Where we're scratching. Where we're cutting and scratching all day long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got bed bugs or something?
No, it's like, it's a rap song.
I get it. Okay.
But you wouldn't know about rap.
I wouldn't know about that unless it's gangster rap.
Oh, do you? Yeah. What do you know about gangster rap?
Oh, man. Come on.
What don't you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Spit one rhyme. Let's hear it.
Oh, no. That would sound ridiculous coming from
cruising
me.
Cruising down the street. Finish this sentence. Cruising down the street in my 6'4".
Okay.
All right. So you know nothing.
I do know. I'm not going to embarrass myself because it would sound foolish coming from me.
What about I like
I'm
big.
Going, goodbye.
I like big. All right. Everybody heard that.
That's all right. I whispered it.
Okay.
Have a wonderful evening.
Yeah. Have a wonderful evening. We'll see you later. Listen on Friday to Radio Savage Show. And thanks for listening. You are listening to WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.